This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salam ala Sayyidina wa Nabiyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahi ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. يا أيها الذين آمنوا أنفقوا مما رزقناكم من قبل أن يأتي يوم لا بيع فيه ولا خلة ولا شفاعة والكافرون هم الظالمون. صدق الله العظيم. My dear respected brothers and any sisters that are listening, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My brothers and my sisters that are listening, we all are in this world for a very short time. And Allah Azza wa Jal is our focus. And we need to make Allah Azza wa Jal our focus. The reason why we need to do that is because Allah Azza wa Jal is everything. And I know normally people hear this, that Allah is everything, Allah is... But no, let's pinpoint. What is it that means everything? Allah is the closest to me than anyone else, any other being. At this moment, I might feel closer to my mother. I might feel closest on this earth to my mother, to my father, to others that are really close to me. But that's because I have spent time with them. I've spent time with my mother. I've spent time with my brother or sister. The reason why we don't feel the closest of Allah Azza wa Jalla is because we haven't spent time with Allah. Allah is closer to me than my own mother. Because Allah is Khaliq. He is the creator. He created me. If my mother gave me birth, if my mother gave birth to me, then and I spent 9 months in my mother's womb. And because of that, my mother is close to me. Because of the fact that when I grew up, I know for a fact that my mother not only breastfed me, or my mother gave me food, or my mother clothed me, or mother, you know, cared for me. If that is something which makes me feel close to my mother, then what would happen to me if I really knew who my Allah was? What my Allah did for me? Because what my Allah did for me is that my Allah was the one who created me in the mother's womb. My Allah is the one that shaped and fashioned me. My Allah is the one that is Al-Musawwir. He's the one that fashioned my face. So when Allah Azza wa Jal, He is Al-Khaliq, I am the Makhluq. I am His creation. May Allah is the one that gave me an introduction in the Quran by saying, if you want to know who I am, then my name is Rabb. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. I am Rabb. I am the one that not only brought you into existence, but I nurtured you, and I gave you, I sustained you, I gave you every part of what is needed for you to grow. So what this means is, in every single moment, from the moment that my heart was beating inside, or even before my heart was beating inside the mother's womb, for every single second from there onwards, Allah Azza wa Jal gave me my growth. Now think about this for a moment. These fingers that I've got, they can't develop to what they are if they got deformed in my mother's womb. These legs that I've got, that were stuck in a certain position for 9 months, these cannot develop if Allah Azza wa Jal just made them deformed. Allah never made them deformed. Allah gave me bones. You know, the bones that I've got, those bones formed over time. They became strong. Allah gave the strength to that. To my weakness, He added strength. My whole brain could have just been, it was jelly. It was absolutely jelly. For Allah Azza wa Jal to then develop a skull that holds my brain. For my brain to actually form and become something that connects up with a whole functionality where I actually think. And Allah says in the Holy Quran, the first thing He says, أَخْرَجَكُم مِّن بُطُونِ أُمَّهَاتِكُمْ. Allah is the one, if you want to recognize Him, Allah is the one that He brought you out of your mother's wombs in a state, جَعَلَ لَكُمُ السَّمْعَ وَلَا بُصَارَ وَالْأَفْئِدَ. He gave you, by bringing you out of your mother's wombs, He gave you the hearing, as-sam'. He gave you al-absar, He gave you different sights, meaning not only the sight of the eyes, but the insight of our hearts and our minds. He gave you that. And Allah Azza wa Jalla says, wal-af'ida, He gave you something inside that you can have awareness and you can be conscious of who you are and where you are and what you're doing. There's a whole functionality of here, which is what? We know that certain babies, they never make it out of the womb. We know certain babies never make it out. We know even certain babies have, you know, that miscarriage is what they have, right? Miscarriage and they're gone. We know this. Why does Allah create miscarriages on the earth? Because Allah is perfect. So why does He create miscarriages? Because He wants to show the rest of us that this could have happened to you. That's the reason why. Why does Allah Azza wa Jal have certain babies? They get born, but it's called a stillbirth, which is that they have actually lost their life at birth. It's one of the moments where it really hurts, you know, parents, that they go through entire pregnancy and so on, and they bear everything that happens, and right when it comes to the birth, dead baby that is born. I could have been dead. You could have been the one that was dead. Why does Allah create that? Well, He wants to show us that, look, this could have been your case. There's only a few that Allah does that now and again on the earth, and He wants to show us that could have been your case. Okay, I got born, you got born. When we got born, Allah said, جَعَلَ لَكُمُ السَّمْعَ. The first thing is that your hearing is working well. If your hearing doesn't work well, you don't have any balance in your body. You can't even walk properly. You can't even understand. I mean, if you've got no hearing, what happens is that you can't bring in language. You can't understand what people are saying because you can't even hear them, and you can't make sense of it, which means that you can't speak. Because that's the whole channel for people speaking. And this is very clear. Deaf people who are born deaf, they have speech impediments. Why? Because it is the fact that they can't actually make out what people are saying. That's why they don't know. They can, what the mouths are saying is actually what they think that they're hearing. Now, Allah Azza wa Jal gave you, right now I want you to think, right now Allah gave me and you, not only sam' at birth, He kept my hearing going on all the way till the age you are right now. Every moment, every second, every split second, Allah kept that going, because if any moment Allah switches it off, it's gone. If any moment Allah switches any of the functions off, it's gone. Now, He kept that going. Then from there, what happens is that I straight away hear people speaking, and I start to learn language. Allah says, "Absara." Next thing is that your eyesight starts functioning well. You start to take in information from the eyes. These are the major two stations, my hearing and my eyes, that makes me even aware and have a conscious mind of what is actually going on. For you and for me to understand what is going on in our lives and around us, it can only happen from sam' and basar, which is from my hearing and from my sight. Allah says these are the primary two things I gave to you. You know, right now, if me and you are sinning, let's just think about it for a while. If I'm sinning, by using the greatest gifts that Allah gave me. Now you think about it. I've got my Khaliq, my Creator, who is my Allah, He's my Rabb, He's the one who nurtured me. He gave me my hearing, He gave me my sight, He allowed it to continue to function throughout my life for every single split second of my life. He put functions there that help me even protect my hearing and protect my sight. Let me give you an example. When we drop into water, when you go into water and you sink into water, does water go straight into your ears? Does it go into your ears? Yes or no, guys? I think a lot of you need to take some swimming lessons, man. You're not even speaking at this moment. Does the water go straight into your ears? Yes or no? Come on, guys. No, this is a function Allah gave. Allah gave the function. Automatically, you go into the water, the water won't go into your ears. Next thing is, when somebody has this ever happened to you? I want you to put your hands up. Has this ever happened to you that someone has thrown something very fast, or something is coming at super speed towards your eyes so fast that you shouldn't have had the time to react, but suddenly you just went like that? It just missed you. It either hit the corner of your, you know, where your eye is on your cheekbone. It hit the temple. It hit somewhere else. Or it just missed you. That could have gone right into your eye, but you just missed. You just moved in the split moment of a second. Has that ever happened to you? Put your hands up. Come on. Put your hands up. Come on. Put your hands up. Put your hands up. I know there's a lot. Put your hands up. Put your hands up. You know what? That's the majority of us. You know what that was. Allah said in the Holy Quran, "In kullu nafsin lamma 'alayha hafiz." I have given a protecting angel for every single human being. A protecting angel for every single human being. What this means that Allah Azza wa Jal, at that moment when that thing was coming towards you, that angel pushed you, pushed me, because the brain can't even register that thing coming that quick. It's so quick, it's going to happen in a split second. I can't fully register that and then say, yeah, I'm going to move to dodge that. You haven't even got time for that. You just so it just happened so quick. You don't even realize how it happened. That is Allah Azza wa Jal that has given every single one of us a guardian angel. A guarding angel that guards us throughout our lives. And that is something which Allah Azza wa Jal, we've got to be very thankful to for Allah Azza wa Jal giving that. Now, look, Allah's protected our hearing. He's protected my sight. If I am someone who is sinning, then please ask yourself a question. What are you using to sin? What are you using to sin? If I'm using the basic thing of listening with my ears and looking with my eyes, my Khaliq is watching me. Because Allah Azza wa Jal has said in the Holy Quran, "La tudrikuhu al-absar, wa huwa yudrikuhu al-absar." No eyes can catch Allah Azza wa Jal. They can't catch Allah Azza wa Jal. As in, we can't see Allah Azza wa Jal. But Allah says He surrounds and He catches all eyes. So Allah is looking at me. Now, if we were to become those who were to understand the depth of our relationship with Allah Azza wa Jal, it would seriously change our entire way, the way we look at Allah. The reason why we have such a close relationship with our mothers, the reason why we have such a close relationship with our relatives is because we spend time with them. The reason why we haven't got that close relationship with Allah Azza wa Jal is because we haven't spent time with Allah. That's what it is. We all know Allah is there. We all believe Allah exists. That makes us a Muslim. We believe that Allah is one. We believe in the Shahada. We believe that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the messenger of Allah. Yes, but if you haven't spent time with Allah, then you can't develop the love of Allah. If you haven't spent time with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then you cannot develop the love of wanting to be like him and follow him and become that better person and make our akhirah, make our afterlife. Why is it that most Muslims, they don't have this inside them? Because they haven't spent time with Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Well, now the question is, how do you spend time with Allah? How you spend time with Allah is to start to bring our minds, make our minds stop for the sake of Allah. The mind has to stop for the sake of Allah, not just our bodies. Let me make that very clear to you. Allah has given us for our salah that we do. The primary thing after shahada is we do our salah and we offer our 5 daily prayers. There is one thing that is known as khudu' and one thing known as khushu'. There is one thing known as khudu' and one thing known as khushu'. Khudu' is when I stop my body for the sake of Allah when it comes to the time of salah, and I do exactly as what Allah wanted me to do. So let me give an example. Allah has told me now for prayers, I have to stand. I'm going to stand. Allah said, now raise your hands. I'm going to raise my hands. Allah says, now place your hands down here. I place my hands down here. Allah says, ruku. Okay, you're going to ruku. Fine. All these positions are khudu', which means my body has now become something that is devoted to Allah. Now this also, another thing I want to say to you as my friend and my fellow brothers, please just spend enough time to get into the position of salah properly. Don't get up from ruku, Samia Allahu liman hamida. Back isn't even straight yet. You haven't spent 2 seconds to straighten your back. Not even 2 seconds. You just say Samia Allahu and go straight to sajda. Salah is not done. Straight up. Don't be the one who in sujood, you go into sujood, you come up, and then before you even straighten your back for a couple of seconds sitting down properly, you go straight into your next sajda. Salah is not done. Clear? It's in the books of fiqh. Salah is not done. Khudu, you have to have khudu for the minimum requirement of the salah being accepted, which means what? That Allah has told me that I'm going to stop my body and do as He says during this salah, I'm going to do that. But that's not how you get close to Allah. Khudu gets a person to have the bare minimum of the salah being accepted. Okay, now get a hold of this. If I do the ruku properly, if I do the sujood properly, if I'm doing the tahiyyah properly, if I'm saying the words correctly, that is the bare minimum for the salah to be accepted. But for me and you to get close to Allah, we need khushu'. Khushu' is what? Khushu' is when I give my mind to Allah. That's when I stop my mind for Allah's sake, I say, okay, Allah, now I'm just going to think of you, that you're the only one. You're the only one that is watching me right now, and I just need to think about you. When I stop my mind for Allah's sake, that's when I am spending time with Allah. So this whole question of how do I get close to Allah? How do I become someone who Allah loves? How does Allah make me His close one? Is when I give up my mind for Allah with the khudu and with the other acts Allah has told me to do. Some Muslims, let me make it very clear. Some Muslims pray and they offer salah their entire lives, but they never taste the closeness of Allah. They never taste the sweetness of iman. Let me make it very clear. Some Muslims, they pray here in the masjid with you at Jum'ah. They will pray even sometimes in Salah bil Jama'ah inside the masjid. They will come and pray in congregation inside the masjid. But the same Muslims, when they go out to the businesses, they are lying. The same Muslims, when they go home, they are cruel to the people in the household. The same Muslims, they will cheat outside there. The same Muslims, when they're praying with us, but when it comes to an argument, they have foul language coming out of their mouths. The same Muslims, they are very argumentative. The same Muslims, they can't control their anger. The same Muslims, they will betray you when you entrust them with something. The same Muslims, they will let you down when it comes to an appointment or a meeting that they have, and they have made a promise they're going to do something. No, the same Muslim will let you down on that. The same Muslims will borrow money from you, but then when it comes to paying you back, they won't pay you back on time. And they'll delay, and they delay, and they delay. The same Muslims will look for a chance, if any way they can make some money, and they will cheat someone, but it's okay for them to do that, but they still pray. The same Muslims are on drugs. The same Muslims are taking something in their mouths which Allah has told them not to do. Now how is it that a Muslim prays and a Muslim does all of this? How is it? How is it a Muslim prays this and they don't look after the duties of the wife, duties of the husband, duties of children? They don't look after that properly. How can the same Muslim do that? It is because they gave their bodies to Allah, but they never gave their minds at the same time. They stopped their bodies for salah, yes. And they're praying all their lives. They're doing ruku. And their minds are all over the place. They don't give their minds to Allah. If you want to get to know Allah, and if you want to spend time with Allah Azza wa Jal, you have to give your mind to Allah. Now, what does this mean? This is not just for salah. Salah is one. And it's a very shame that our Muslim community has got all of this to get so close to Allah and to recognize Allah, to be with Allah, to get all the hasanah, to get all the reward. Our Muslim community has got all of that, but yet we don't do it. You know what our salah actually is? Our salah is a meditation. Our salah is a time when you stop. I stop my world. I stop my body. All I need to do is stop my mind right now. My mind from whatever it was before, you know, salah. I need to stop that. I need to now think, okay, I've given my mind to Allah Azza wa Jal for just these 2 minutes, for these 4 minutes, for these 10 minutes. Just do that. If you do that, you get very close to Allah. It's a meditation. How is it meditation? No, you go to you can go to different religions across the world, and you'll see that they have actually got a meditation. They actually do this in Buddhism. They do this in certain, you know, in Hinduism they've got that as well. In certain other, you know, sort of esoteric sort of groups of people, of religious people, they have got that. Now, what do we have in our religion? In our religion, we have the best thing, which is what? We don't meditate because we want to just make ourselves better. No. We stop ourselves inside the salah and we just think of our creator. That my creator is looking at me. My creator is watching me. My Rabb, the one who nurtured me throughout my life, I want to happily give this time for my creator. You know what most of us say? Most of our mindset is, our mindset is, oh, I have to pray. Oh, I better go and pray. Oh, I have to do this. What do you mean you have to pray? Why isn't it I want to pray? That's the difference between the one who recognizes Allah, the one who spent time with Allah, the one who's now becoming close to Allah. The difference is in the mindset. The mindset won't no longer is going to become, I have to pray. I've got to do this. Oh yeah, I've got to pray. The mindset is no longer that. The mindset becomes, I want to pray. Now that's very different. The moment when one of us starts saying, Dhuhr Salah is coming, Asr is coming, Fajr is coming, Isha is coming, and I want to do my Isha, there's a big difference in the mindset, because now I'm willingly wanting to do this. So a believer, what will they do? They will spend time in the Salah, they will go slow. Any believer, any Muslim that is enjoying the prayers, 100% they're going to go slow in the prayer. You're not going to do fast because you're enjoying it. Tell me this, right? Do you ever spend time with someone that you like? Boys, stay quiet there. Do you ever spend time with someone that you actually like? You actually like, and you actually want the time to go fast? Yes, you want it to go fast. You want it to go slow? Slow. When you're spending time with someone or something that you enjoy, you want it to go slow. Now let's do the calculations. Why are Muslims praying fast? Why is that? Why are they doing that? Why are you going so fast? Why is it Ferrari style? Why? Because you're not enjoying it. You're definitely not enjoying it. You want to get it over and done with. It's like it's a burden. And Allah Azza wa Jal said in the Holy Quran, وَإِنَّهَا لَكَبِيرَةٌ إِلَّا عَلَى الْخَاشِعِينَ. For every single believer, this salah is going to become a burden for you, except if you become those who are of the people of khushu', except for those people who gave up their minds for me in salah. Those are the people. Who are those people? Allah describes them. الَّذِينَ يَظُنُّونَ أَنَّهُمْ مُلَاقُوا رَبِّهِمْ وَأَنَّهُمْ إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. These are the people who have الَّذِينَ يَظُنُّونَ. They are fully convinced that mulaqu rabbihim, my time to meet my Lord is 100% coming. I'm fully convinced of that. Any moment I could die and I'm going to meet my Lord. Any moment I die, I'm going to meet my Lord. It's not coming to the Lord, it's meeting the Lord. There's a difference between coming and meeting. If I'm going to come to your masjid, and just come to your masjid, I'm just going to come to your masjid. But if I'm coming to your masjid, I'm going to meet your imam sahab, I'm going to meet you guys, then I'm going to spend time with you. I'm going to say salam to you. There's going to be a conversation. There's going to be some, you know, something I'm going to say, something imam's going to say to me. There's going to be a meeting. When there's a meeting, there's a two-way conversation. So this person knows that not only am I going to go to my Lord, I'm going to meet my Lord, which is my Lord's going to question me. My Allah's going to question me. He's going to question me about the time He gave me. He's going to question me about the gifts He gave me, the blessings He gave me, the sight He gave me, the hearing He gave me, the consciousness, af'idah Allah gave me. Allah's going to say, okay, you were born. I got you out of your mother's womb. I gave you a sam'a. I gave you the hearing. I never made you deaf. Al-absara, I gave you the sight. From those two, you developed your af'idah. You developed your consciousness. You were aware. Al-lamahul bayan, I gave you speech. I'm the one. Ar-Rahman. علم القرآن خلق الإنسان علمه البيان. Allah says, I'm the Rahman, I'm the most merciful. Out of my mercy, علمه البيان. I made you, I taught you how to speak. So you got your speech, you got your brain, you got your intention. Allah said, وَعَلَّمَكُمْ مَا لَمْ تَكُونُوا تَعْلَمُونَ. I'm the one, I taught you stuff which you never had. Now education, my friends, every single thing from language, from school education, from knowing how to speak to people, how to interact to people, the rapport that we have, all the friends you have, all the different family members you have, you know, the communication we've got with them, it can never happen without Allamahul Bayan, without Allah teaching me how to speak. So Allah's going to question me and say, okay, I gave you all of that. What did you do with it? What did you do with your time? Did you spend your time only with the people on the earth and getting to know them and then forgetting me, leaving me? Because if anyone leaves Allah, abandons Allah, abandons Allah's call, then Allah's made it very, very clear. فَالْيَوْمَ نَنْسَاهُمْ كَمَا نَسُوا لِقَاءَ يَوْمِهِمْ هَذَا. Allah says in the Holy Quran, today I'm going to abandon them on the Day of Judgment the way they abandoned me in the dunya. That is the consequence. And anyone who uses that time to recognize Allah Azza wa Jal, this is what you do. You give your mind to Allah. Now you're from the khashi'een. You're from the people who have devoted their insight to Allah. The more you do that, the more you enjoy your salah. Look, one is you're enjoying your salah. You're spending time doing your salah slowly. That is an absolute given thing you're going to do. Next thing is what? You want to do more salah, not less salah. Anyone who enjoys something, they want to do more of it or less of it. Go on, tell me. More or less? Tell me. About 10, 12 people spoke. You know, la hawla wa la quwwata. Let me ask you in another way. Guys, when you're enjoying your PlayStation 5 game or your Xbox game, yeah, when you're enjoying it, do you want to play more or do you want to switch it off? Which one? That's it. Now you're understanding. When you're on your tablet or you're on your smartphone and you're flicking through those videos on TikTok or YouTube and you're enjoying it, you're watching them one by one. Do you want to spend more time or less time? More time. Now let's come to Salah. Why is it that I don't want to do anything after Fajr? There are certain people who say what? They say that we are going to, Imam Sahib, is it okay for me? Oh, is Fajr this enough? Fajr, I just do Fajr, I don't go Fajr. Sunnah is not Fajr, is it? Sunnah we don't have to do, is it? Nafal we don't have to do, is it? Imam Sahib, allow it, man, allow it.
Can everyone please come forward? We have many space on my right hand side.
Easy one is this. Easy one. Everybody stand up. Everybody stand up. Come. Everybody stand up. I'm just doing it. I'm no mura muri khora by the idea. I'm not showing that. Everyone stand up. Make yourselves. Make yourselves. Everyone stand up. Everyone, including the first. Make yourselves. Close all gaps. Close all gaps. All gaps. Don't leave a single gap empty. Don't sit down. Don't leave a single gap empty. Don't leave a single gap empty. Don't nobody sit down. Nobody sit down. Nobody sit down. Carry on filling, carry on filling. Come forward, come forward, come forward, come forward. All left, right, everywhere, wherever you are, fill in the gaps. Don't sit down. Nobody sit down. Nobody sit down. Fill in all gaps. Fill in all gaps. Fill in all gaps. Good, good. Fill in all gaps. Now sit down. Bismillah. It doesn't mean I'm not out of Higailam. Ola Hulev Shundroy. Everyone's in. You got space at the back now. Okay, now the thing is what? If you want to spend time with Allah and you enjoy spending that time with Allah, you want to do more, not less. If that is the case, and I'm enjoying my salah, I want to do all my sunnah prayers. And I'll give you another bonus what you get for sunnah prayers. You get a palace in Jannah for the 12 rakats of sunnah mu'akkad that you do every single day. One palace in Jannah, hadith of Tirmidhi, 2 rakats of sunnah of Fajr, 4 rakats before Dhuhr, sunnah, 2 rakats after Dhuhr, sunnah, 2 rakats of Maghrib Sunnah, 2 rakats of Isha Sunnah. You do those Sunnah Muakkada, 12 rakats in total, you will get one palace in Jannah. For every single day, every year you got 365 palaces in Jannah. Some of you are like, oh, like they are kita horta muridamni. What are we going to do with that many palaces, huh? You're going to die with the palaces. Bruv, you know how many hurains you got in Jannah to play around with? How many places? If I say to you right now, you're going to have places in the world. If I say to you, okay, Bradford, you have one house. I'm going to throw in for you a holiday home in Dubai. Who's going to say no to that? If I say on top of that, another holiday home in France, who's going to say no to that? Holiday home in California, who's going to say no to that? In Florida, who's going to say no to that? The more I throw to you, the more you say, bring it on, bismillah, kullu halal. That's what you're going to say. I say to you, palace in Jannah every single day, you're like, oh, I've got enough now. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. On top of that, you're going to do your nafil salah, tahajjud salah. I want to stand in front of Allah. I want to spend time with Allah. You do Quran, and if you enjoy it, you know the best thing about Quran is you can give your emotions to Allah Azza wa Jal. Quran is an art. There's an art of recitation. Quran isn't just reading and khatam. No. Khatam is good. Quran, you need to stop. Abdullah bin Masud radiallahu anhu says, he says, when you are reciting the Quran, enjoy the meadows of the Quran. The meadows, there are beautiful meadows in the Quran. See, we haven't learned how to look. From the basic thing, I'm going to tell you how to read the Quran, enjoy it. Make it something that brings you close to Allah. How? You need to, and I need to, all of us need to read the Quran with tajweed first. Learn how to do tajweed. Now, some of you are adults. You've forgotten how to read the Quran. I know that. You're sitting there, you're not going to admit it. You've forgotten. Even when they take you to Quran khatams and you're sitting there, you prefer to read silently. Because you actually don't know how to read. You just... What time is going to finish? Look, guys, look, there's no embarrassment if you've forgotten how to read the Quran. No embarrassment. No embarrassment. I'm telling you how, no embarrassment. The only reason why you're embarrassed is because everyone's thinking the same thing. If they all find out I don't know how to read the Quran, then they're all going to basically say to me, Yalla, Quran shoes are the Allah. They're going to jump on me. There's no shame. I tell you how there's no shame. You come to the Imam Sahib. You come to Masjid, say, I want to learn how to read the Quran. If you're embarrassed to learn Quran in your own masjid with your own imam, there are several masjids in Bradford you can learn from different imams. If you're embarrassed with that, please go online and learn how to read the Quran. There are plenty of tutors online. That there's no excuse not to learn how to read the Quran. Now I tell you, when you start reading the Quran, the first thing you're going to read like this. وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَقُولُ. That's fine. Look, Allah's giving you double the reward for this. Allah's not gonna make you get less. He's gonna give you double the reward because you're reading slow. So don't stop. This is in the hadith. Next thing is what? Next thing, when you get proficient, you learn it, right? Next thing is you beautify your voice. Just whatever voice you got, beautify it. Learn tajweed. You can beautify it. Every person can do this. It's the amount of time you spend with the Quran. And when you beautify it, you know what you do? You spend time with your Allah. All your troubles, all your things in your whole life, bring them all together. Sit with the Quran. Your hunger, your poverty, your problems, everything. And you sit with the Quran. And you spend time with Allah. You and Allah, nobody else. You and Allah. You read it for Allah's sake, not for anyone else's sake. You sit there.
وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَقُولُ آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ وَبِالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَمَا هُمْ بِمُؤْمِنِينَ.
Now you recite. You put your emotion for Allah's sake. And you know what you do? Just now and again, stop. Quick translation. Something quickly read. What did I say to Allah? Now you can do the Arabic, a lot of it first, fine. Do 20 minutes of Arabic. Do 10 minutes of Arabic. But spend 10 minutes. Look, there's a really nice translation, Quran Made Easy by Monana Afzal Hussein Ilyas. Right? It's available in all your Bradford bookshops. It's only going to cost you, I think, just £10 or something like that, 10, 15 pounds. It's nothing. If you can say, yalla, £10. Bro, that's a kebab roll that you have. You know what I'm saying? Like, with chips and a drink. £10. Go and buy it. Go and recite the Quran. Learn tajweed. This is when you're going to spend time with Allah. You give your moments to Allah. You give your insight to Allah. Allah will give you your dunya and your akhirah. Allah is waiting for us. All Allah wants is for us to recognize Him. He gave us everything. He gave me my whole life. He gave everything that I have. I've only given you sam'an, absar, af'ida. I only talked about the hearing, the sight, and my heart, and my mind, and my consciousness, and my speaking abilities. That's all I spoke about. I've got so many gifts. Allah says, O human, wa in ta'uddu ni'matallahi la tuhsuha. O human, if you were to sit there and you tried to actually count how many gifts I've given you, you will never be able to count them ever. Never. You can spend your whole life counting the gifts Allah has given you. We can never do that. Now tell me, is my mother closer to me or Allah is more closer to me? Which one? Come on, say it, guys. Which one? Allah Azza wa Jalla is closer to me. And if I haven't recognized that, then that's my failure. And the reason why I'm not close to Allah, because I've never spent time with Allah. I've made this salah a mode of just robotic up and down. I've made that Quran reading, if people do Quran reading, it's get the khatam done. The mind is not there. Mind is not there. The tajweed is not there. The emotions are not there. You can put your beautiful voice for Allah's sake. Read it for Allah's sake. Put your emotion for Allah's sake to recognize Him. Another one is what? Is dhikr of dhikr. Just stop. Stop your moments. In your moment, just stop. Sit down. Sit in your houses. You're in the car. Sit in your car. And you just do the dhikr of Allah. Just the dhikr of Allah. Sallallahu ala Sayyidina wa Mawlana Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi wa sallam. You just say, oh, Astaghfirullah alladhi la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyu al-qayyum wa atubu ilayhi. Wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-aliyyil azim. You just, again, tuning, putting a tune for the sake of Allah. You're doing His dhikr. You're spending moments with Him. You're seeking His forgiveness. You're sending salutations of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You're saying to Him one moment, Subhanallah, you're perfect. One moment you say, Alhamdulillah, you've given me everything. I thank you, Allah. One moment saying, La ilaha illallah, Allah, there's only you that exists, nothing. One moment you saying, Allahu Akbar, you are the greatest. Why do we have these dhikrs? So that I can give my mind to Allah, I can recognize Him, I come closer to Allah. Allah loves me, I start loving Him, I want to spend more time with my deen, with my religion. I get the dunya, I get this world, I get the akhirah, I get everything. Now my brothers, the reason why I've said all of this, and sisters who are listening, is because we Muslims, we made our religion into something which is just format. It's just robotic. It's just dum-dum. Just do like, just come for salah, go out for salah. And there's nothing happening inside. If I don't recognize Allah, I will not want to spend time with Allah. If I don't spend time with Allah, I will never gain the love of Allah. If I don't gain the love of Allah, I will never want to listen to Allah. If I don't listen to Allah, then I've lost myself in this dunya and the akhirah. Now to reverse all of this is what? Your salah, my salah. Give your mind up, not only the body. My Quran tilawa, give the mind up. Give your emotions to Allah. My dhikr, my times, give myself up to Allah. Then I recognize Allah. The more time I spend with Allah, the more I recognize Him. And then Allah will then make me come closer and closer and closer to Him. And I've got the dunya, I've got the akhirah. Jazakumullah khair. Wa akhir da'wana. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
to act upon what has been said. If that bayan does not connect to Allah, I don't know what. If that bayan does not connect us to Allah, I don't know what will. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to connect to Allah in everything that we do in our life. Ameen. Also, after the prayers, we have some tea and some ice cream for the youngsters and elders alike. Inshallah, please have some tea, have some ice cream, inshallah, when you go. One more thing I would like to add as well. I know many people who like to meet, do musafaha with our Hazrat. After the first prayer, I will take the Hazrat from this side towards the back of the room. Inshallah, he will perform his sunnahs if need be. And you can meet him afterwards, being mindful of others praying their sunnahs as well, please. If you want to meet Hazrat, Hazrat will be at the back. Please listen to the volunteers who will be around Hazrat and do accordingly what needs to be done, inshallah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له نشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد يقول الله عز وجل في القرآن العظيم بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وأقم الصلاة لذكري وقال تعالى قد أفلح المؤمنون الذين هم في صلاتهم خاشعون وقال تعالى وأقيموا الصلاة وآتوا الزكاة واركعوا مع الراكعين وقال وإنها لكبيرة إلا على الخاشعين الذين يظنون أنهم ملاقوا ربهم وأنهم إليه راجعون وقد أمرنا النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أن نقوم بالصلوات الخمس في الليل وفي النهار، وعلينا أن نقوم بالصلوات حتى نلقى ربنا، فإن الله عز وجل قال: واعبد ربك حتى يأتيك اليقين، واليقين المراد منه الموت. بارك الله لي ولكم في القرآن العظيم، ونفعني وإياكم بالآيات والذكر الحكيم، فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه، ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. نشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي: يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد، كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد، كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. وارض عن الصحابة رضوان الله تعالى عليهم أجمعين، وارض عنا معهم. قال الله تعالى في شأنهم: والذين جاءوا من بعدهم يقولون ربنا اغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا ربنا إنك رؤوف رحيم. اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى، اللهم عاملنا بما أنت أهل، فأنت أهل التقوى وأهل المغفرة. اللهم إنا نسألك من الخير كله عاجله وآجله ما علمنا منه وما لم نعلم، ونعوذ بك من الشر كله عاجله وآجله ما علمنا منه وما لم نعلم. ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. عباد الله، رحمكم الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله يذكركم، ولذكر الله تعالى أولى وأهم وأكبر. وأقيموا الصلاة.
Can I request kindly any spaces that you have towards your left, right, please move towards the center of the line. Carry on filling the gaps. Get a bit tight today because we've got a lot of brothers who are trying to find space inside the masjid. If you fill in all gaps, if you've got all gaps filled in between, you fill in all gaps in front of you, then inshallah you have mercy on your brothers, Allah will have mercy on you.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين والضحى والليل إذا سجى ما ودعك ربك وما قلى وللآخرة خير لك من الأولى ولسوف يعطيك ربك فترضى ألم يجدك يتيما فآوى ووجدك ضالا فهدى ووجدك عائلا فأغنى فأما اليتيم فلا تقهر وأما السائل فلا تنهر وأما بنعمة ربك فحدث. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. ألهاكم التكاثر حتى زرتم المقابر كلا سوف تعلمون ثم كلا سوف تعلمون كلا لو تعلمون علم اليقين لترون الجحيم ثم لترونها عين اليقين ثم لتسألن يومئذ عن النعيم. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر.
As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. Allahu astaghfirullah alladhi la ilaha illa huwa. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina wa maulana Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa barik wa sallim. يا حنان يا منان يا بديع السماوات والأرض يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث. Oh Allah, we ask you to give us the best of this world. Oh Allah, give us the best of the next world. Oh Allah, we ask you to raise our status and give us all good deeds. Oh Allah, change our sins to good deeds. Oh Allah, we ask you and we seek forgiveness from you from all the different sins that we have committed throughout our lives. Oh Allah, forgive our sins. Oh Allah, alleviate us from our problems. Oh Allah, give us relief. Oh Allah, let us. Oh Allah, give us tawfiq to pay our debts. Oh Allah, those who are ill, oh Allah, give them cure from your bounty of cure. Those who are seeking your mercy, oh Allah, have mercy on them. Have mercy on all of us. Oh Allah, we ask you to guide us and to protect us and to guide our children and protect our children. Oh Allah, we ask you to make us lead our lives that is according to your Quran that you have revealed and according to the footsteps of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so that the day when we come to meet you, it's the best of the days that we have had, and the day that we come on the day of judgment, we will come and we will hug and we will embrace Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so that on the day of judgment, you will give us an easy account and we will cross the bridge of hellfire without even touching it. And that we go to paradise and we go to Jannat al-Firdaus with the best of the best, with the messengers that you have created and you have sent to the earth, with all our loved ones as well. Oh Allah, accept this dua of ours. Wa sallallahu ta'ala ala khayri khalqihi Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Ameen. Bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.